headphones. It's all right. And good morning, Tuscarawas County. It's just a couple of minutes after 9 a.m., and it's time for the only show in the county that gives kids their say. It's Gimme That Shoe. My name's Steve Shoemaker, but the real stars of the show are you. So let's gimme that shoe. And good morning, everyone. It is Saturday morning and time for the only show that lets kids talk about what's on their mind. Welcome to Gimme That Shoe. I'm Steve Shoemaker, and my guests in studio today, well, we're going to start the show with three guys from Regersville Elementary, and they are in because the kids from Baltic had their say last week, and so, is it Baltic or Dundee? Somebody answer me, fellas.
I don't know.
Baltic. Okay. Well, Baltic had their say, but Regersville is going to have their say this week. And let's start meeting the guys. First of all, Justin Carlton. Good morning, Justin. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm not doing too bad. Now, Justin, how old are you, sir?
I am 12 years old.
12 years old. And what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
Homeroom teacher?
Mr. Wallace.
Mr. Wallace, huh? So, okay. And then in the center section, looking really styling this morning, got his good springy bow tie on, looking like a man who means business this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Wyatt Miller. Good morning, Wyatt.
Good morning.
So what's new in the wild world of Wyatt Miller?
Nothing.
Nothing? So you excited to do the show?
Yes.
So Wyatt is a good-looking man. He came in. He's my first guest ever to come in wearing a tie. And a jacket, you know, all-American boy, blue eyes, blonde hair, lots of freckles, good smile. How old are you, Wyatt?
9
years old, and what grade are you in, sir?
Third
grade. Your homeroom teacher is?
Mrs. Hicks.
Do you answer in more than one or two word answers?
I can answer more.
Are you excited?
Yes.
So, well, I'm excited to have you here. And then, finally, we have the man named Late Tate Amicone. And good morning, Late.
Good morning.
Tate. How are you, sir?
Good.
All is well in the wild world of the Amicones?
Yeah, a lot of baseball.
Oh, more baseball? Mm-hmm. So what position do you play?
Catcher and pitcher and first base.
Oh, there you go. Hey, if you keep catching, you will always have a job because Max was a catcher, too, and if you're willing to don what we call the tools of ignorance, you're going to have a good time. But you know what? Catching will always keep you in the game and keep you involved, and you always have to be busy. So how old are you, Tate?
I'm 12.
12, and what grade?
I'm in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, and you have a homeroom teacher who is?
Mr. Wallace.
Mr. Wallace. So last week we talked about Mr. DeTorio's cheesy mustache. And Mr. Wallace doesn't have a cheesy mustache, does he?
No.
Beard?
No, he doesn't
really
have a lot of facial hair.
Not a lot of facial hair? He's a baby face?
Yeah, sure. You could say that.
You could say that. I could say that, but would I be correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So, Mr. Wallace married?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think Mr. Wallace is married? Okay. So, later in the show, we'll ask you what kind of a girl we could pick out for Mr. Wallace and marry him out. So I want you guys to think about that, okay? What kind of a girl you think would be appropriate for your teacher, okay?
Okay.
All right, so be careful on what you say there. But usually on the show, we do a Funny Five countdown. And this week, Mr. Wyatt gets to introduce our number five song, which is brand new to DNP. Wyatt, what's on the countdown this morning?
It's Funny Song number 5 by I Love Summer.
Right here on DNP. Go ahead, buddy.
By the Haywood Banks.
By Haywood Banks. Right here on DNP 102.3. It's Gimme That Shoe.
Sneezing from the pollen, the chain caught my shoestring, hit the center bar on my bicycle, and almost lost my bearings. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet. A lot of sand where the sun don't shine. Sunburned at the beach, in pain the whole darn night. So much skin peeled off my back, you can make a set of Samsonite. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet. A lot of sand where the sun don't shine. Putting on a cold, wet bathing suit. Mosquitoes and bees and ticks and E. coli on the beach and tetanus shots in the derriere. Something's crawling at the foot of my sleeping bag and flaming marshmallows in my hair. Drop and roll. Caught a baseball with my face. Potato salad in the sun. Salmonella steps up to the plate. Listeria gets the run. Oh, I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet. A lot of sand where the sun don't shine. I got sunburned at the back of my throat. A lot of sand where the sun don't shine.
The great Haywood Banks. And a new one here to DNP. It's called I Love Summer. With all the rain we've had lately, I thought that would be a good addition to the DNP Funny Five countdown because, hey, I love summer, even if it does involve, you know, getting the sunburn on the soles of my feet and the back of my throat and, you know, peeling skin and all that stuff. It's still great. And you are listening to Give Me That Shoe. We've got the guys from Reggersville Elementary. Now, before the break, fellas, I had asked you to pick out the perfect wife for your teacher, Mr. Wallace, who we have determined is single. All right. Now, first of all, why you don't have Mr. Wallace, do you?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
But do you know Mr. Wallace?
Yes.
So it's a small building and that. So how would you describe Mr. Wallace, Wyatt? Do you remember what he looks like?
Yes, he's square-faced. He's tall.
Tall and square-faced. So he has like a cube for a head?
No.
He has no neck?
He does, yes.
He has a neck, you're sure?
Yes.
And anything else? He's tall, he's square-faced. Anything else? He a bigger fella, a thin fella?
Big fella.
He's a big fella. All right. Well, I'm a big fella myself, so that's all right. Is he? He's an older fella, younger guy. What? How old would you say Mr. Wallace is?
63.
Do you know that for sure?
He's 62. I think.
Oh, 62. 61. So Mr. Wallace has been teaching for a while.
Yeah.
So all right. Now Justin, you immediately had some ideas about what kind of a lady that Mr. Wallace would need to meet to get married. So what were you going to suggest? What's one trait that you would think that this lady would have to have?
She's got to be rich.
She's got to be rich. Mr. Wallace likes living the high life?
I would say so.
Would you agree, Tate? Mr. Wallace probably needs somebody. Now, does he need like what's called a sugar mama?
Yeah.
Who will pay for his wild lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. He would like that.
Yeah, well, of course. And teachers, we don't make any money. I can tell you that. So Mr. Wallace needs a rich lady. All right. So then, Tate, what else? What's another requirement?
She needs to love to ride motorcycles.
She needs to love to ride motorcycles. So, okay. Explain to me. How do you know that Mr. Wallace needs somebody that rides motorcycles? I don't understand.
He rides a Harley every day to school.
Really? Yeah. Now, is his helmet square since his head is square, too? Is he like the guys, what's the name of that game that you play, Max, that everybody's head is square? Minecraft.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mr. Wallace looks like somebody out of Minecraft.
Taller head.
So, and he, but you're sure he has a neck?
Yes. But his head's like not square. It's more of like a rectangle.
It's a rectangular head. Like SpongeBob.
Yeah, kind of like SpongeBob.
So he's like a large SpongeBob, at least head-wise.
Sure.
He doesn't live under the sea or anything, right?
No.
Is he partial to pineapple?
No. His house is the color of a pineapple.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know where he lives, too.
Yeah, because my mom's friend lives around where he lives.
So have you ever been out by Shea Wallace, then? The house of Wallace?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
You have, huh? Yes. Now, was it to, you know, toilet paper the trees or anything? Or?
No, we just passed by.
Oh, you just passed by. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anything else you think would be important? Do you think Mr. Wallace would like a blonde, a brunette, or just breathing?
Just breathing.
Just breathing. All right. Pretty much. He's not too picky about hair color?
Nope.
Does he have hair himself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, he does. He still has his hair.
Yeah.
Anything else? What would make him appealing to other ladies? To the ladies.
Well, sometimes he has like a short beard.
Oh, there.
Sometimes
like the stubble.
Yeah,
the ladies do like the beards.
Yeah,
I know that, maybe. Especially out in Sugar Creek.
Yeah.
And in that area, the ladies love the beards. Does he wear the hat too? Or he's not Amish, right?
No, he doesn't wear a hat too often.
No, Mennonite.
No,
you're sure?
Yes.
Does he speak Pennsylvania Dutch?
No, he speaks West Virginian.
Oh, he speaks hillbilly.
Yeah.
All right. I have family that speaks fluent hillbilly. I speak the Midvale dialect myself, but, you know, okay. Yeah. All right. So Mr. Wyatt, you wanted to add something? You raised your hand. You don't have to raise your hand. Just talk, buddy.
My stepdad, Bill, he was from West Virginia.
Oh, is he? He was, huh?
Yeah.
So he's your stepdad, though?
Yes.
Okay, he's not like, I know some people from West Virginia who have an uncle dad, but, you know.
What's that?
Never mind. You can talk to your mom about that off the air, ladies and gentlemen. I don't go into such things. So anyway, so now we found out a little bit about your family. Who brought you here this morning, Wyatt?
My mother.
Your mother brought you here. So do you think she's excited to find out about West Virginia and all that kind of stuff? Do you think she's thrilled?
Yes.
She's giving the thumbs up out in the studio. I can see her. So do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one stepbrother and one stepsister.
What are their names?
My stepbrother's name is Damien and my stepsister's name is Sierra.
Damien and Sierra. Okay, now do they live up here? Or do they live down in West Virginia?
Damien lives with us.
Okay.
And Sierra lives with his mom in Lima.
In Lima, Ohio. Okay. All right. So do you and Damien get along pretty well?
Yes.
You do. Now, are you guys the same age? Is he older? Are you the older?
He's 16.
He's 16. So is he a pretty good fella?
Yes. He's going on 17.
16. You know, I think there's a song about that somewhere, but I don't think we're going to play that. So it's from a beautiful thing called Sound of Music. So that he is 16 going on 7. Damien have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Just one?
Yes.
Okay. Is she a nice girl?
Yes.
Okay. We won't go any further than that because I don't want Damien to get mad. So he's 16 years old and might extract some vengeance on this fat old man. So, all right, what about you, Tate? Tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, I have two brothers and a lot of pets.
Two brothers and a lot of pets. Which do you like better, pets or brothers?
My pets.
All right. So now let me get, are you the oldest?
No, I'm the middle.
Oh, one. So you're the misunderstood one.
Yeah,
so,
you can say that.
So is that why you were late this morning? Because mom totally forgot about you?
Well, I literally can make myself forget something. I have been known to do that while I'm sitting in my bed. So
okay. So you were sitting in bed just da-da-da-da-da?
Yeah. I can, like, so I forget literally everything.
Well, apparently you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because, you know, Tate, the late Tate came just sprinting in the studio this morning. and you know, all out of breath, and we had to give him oxygen to get him ready for the airtime. And so, all right, what's your older brother's name?
My older brother's name is Jack, and my younger brother's name is Gabe.
Okay, how old's Jack?
Jack is 16. He just got his license.
Oh, so he knows Damien?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Damien goes to New Philadelphia.
Oh.
My mom lives in New Philadelphia, but my dad lives in Regersville.
Ah, I see. Oh, okay. Well, that's being a teacher, I totally understand that deal. You didn't get any on you, did you? Because you might have got some on the listeners there. When you cough like that, you just coughed into somebody's breakfast, just so you know. So, no, I'm just teasing. So, and so now, your brother, is he driving?
Yeah.
So, what's he drive?
He drives a little white Mazda. I don't know.
Okay, so his car is propelled by gas and not oats?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Justin, how about you?
Well, I have a 2-year-old sister.
A 2-year-old sister? So you're the oldest?
Yep.
Oh, high five. I'm the oldest, too. So is Max. And so have you had the pleasure of changing pants yet?
No, I have not, and I do not want to.
Yeah, but if it came down to it, you would, wouldn't you?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're at home, and your poor little sister starts crying, and you can smell that there's a problem, and nobody's home, and you just let her sit in the stink?
Well,
would you? Yes or yes. No? You would let her sit in the stink. That's terrible.
Yep.
She's going to get a rash and the whole thing. That's not funny.
But I would send her to another room so I wouldn't have to deal with the smell.
Oh, you are so mean. Oh, that's terrible. Dirty pants and you would... I hope you never get old, because one of these days you might get old and she'll be taking care of you, and you'll have a certain odor about you, and she'll just send you to another room. You watch.
Good.
Good. Then you can just sit in your own pew, just like at church. You get to sit in your own pew, buddy. So, all right. Well, with that, we're going to go back into some more music. Justin, hey, the artist's name on this song is perfect for you. How about funny number 4 this week?
Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy by the Stinky Whistle Teats.
Right here on DNP 102.3, it's Give Me That Shoe.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Whistle Teats. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Stinky Whistle Teats and Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. That's from the old Ren and Stimpy show. If you're of a particular age, you remember Ren and Stimpy on Nickelodeon. And you are listening to Gimme That Shoe, and we are having a great time with the guys from Regersville Elementary. And we're at the point in the show where we're going to play 3 quick questions. Now, guys, I know that I kind of gave you a heads up on what kind of questions I would ask you before the show. Can't promise that they will be in the same order. But before we get to the 3 quick questions, I had somebody tell you. Now, ladies, I'm telling you, now this is a cool thing here. The guy said Mr. Wallace looks like a taller version of the character played by Ed Asner in Up. And so I love the movie Up. And that he's my favorite character in the show. And so, you know, I know I have a lot of folks that listen to Gimme That Shoe in the Morning. And I know that we have some folks that listen that are in their 60s. So if you're 60 and single and ready to mingle, send me an email at Mr. Shoe, that's M-R-S-H-U, at WDPE.org. And I'll forward your information on to Mr. Wallace just in case. So make sure you have, it's a his and her Harley's date. So if you don't have your own Harley, you're going to have to ride behind him on the motorcycle, and you got to bring your own helmet. And so here we go with three quick questions, guys. All we're going to do is ask you three quick questions, and then we're going to find out a little bit about you. And our first question is, if you were a superhero, what would your superhero name be, and what power would you have? And I'm going to start with Wyatt. Wyatt, do you have a superhero name you would go by?
Mega Man.
Mega Man. All right. And what would your power be?
Super strength.
Super strength. You know, okay, that's pretty cool. That's a good. Why super strength? Why did you go for that?
I just like super strength.
Well, that's all right. I would have picked for you the amazing bow tie with the power of charm and a great smile. So Wyatt has the best smile. He just lights the whole room up. His freckles go all over the place. It's great. So, oh, Wyatt, you're going to be a lady killer when you're older. I can tell. So, all right. How about you, Tate?
Mine would be...
Not the power of timeliness. I know that. Okay, what would your power... What would your superhero name be?
Sharkman.
Sharkman. And your power?
To control water and sharks.
Control water and sharks. Okay. So, and deliver candygrams. For those of you who grew up in the 70s, you know what it means if the shark knocks on your door delivering candygrams.
Yes.
So, all right, not a bad one. All right, Justin, your super name?
Survival Man.
Survival Man. Well, you better be Survival Man, because if Mr. Wallace ever does figure out how to make the MP3 work from this show, he might kill you. Yeah. But he doesn't know me. I'm just this voice on the radio, so... And I'm much handsomer than I sound. So, that's debatable. Okay. So, your name was?
Survival Man.
Survival Man. And your power?
Well, since I'm actually in Boy Scouts.
Oh.
So, it would be to survive anywhere, anytime, with absolutely nothing.
So, you're Bear Grylls?
No, I'm not British.
Oh, okay, well.
And I'm also...
You're American, right?
Yeah.
By golly, American. So, all right, what's your rank?
I am working at Tenderfoot right now.
Tenderfoot. So, oh, good. Well, welcome to the Scouts. My my producer, Max, is a life scout just getting started on his Eagle project. So, hang with it, because Scouts is an awesome organization to be involved with. So, all right, question number two. Are you a dog person, a cat person, or a something else person? We're going to start this time with Tate. What dog, cat, or something else?
I am pretty much in everything, but I like dogs.
You like dogs the best. Why dogs?
Well, my dog Buddy is just the best dog in the world.
And oh, is he?
I just love.
What kind of a dog is Buddy?
He's a golden retriever mixed with a Labrador, I think.
Oh, so he's a Hinds.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's all right, though. Oh, they're great dogs, though. Oh, Goldens and Labs are wonderful dogs. Okay. All right, Justin, dog person, cat person, or a something else kind of person?
I am a dog person.
Why is that?
Well, I have been trying to convince my dad out there to get a hunting dog.
A hunting dog. What kind do you want?
I want, like, a beagle or something.
Oh, we have beagles at our house. We've always had beagles. Oh, they're the best dogs. So they're loving and kind, and they're always happy to see you, and to keep the guard grinny and squirrel free. So, all right. So you want a hunting dog, huh?
Yeah.
Are you a hunter?
Yeah.
Do you eat what you kill?
Oh, yeah.
So possum, all that stuff?
No, never possum.
Never possum. All right. Because, you know, then if you get a possum, then you can do those. Usually the possums have like six or seven other little possums, and you can have like kebabs.
Yeah.
On them. You can put them on the grill and possum kebab. Nothing better. When they, you know, their tails get all stiff, you don't even have to put a stick there. It's pretty cool. So, all right. last... Oh, wait a minute. Wyatt, dog, cat, or otherwise?
I'm a dog person.
All right. Three dog people. Why a dog person, Wyatt?
We used to have this dog named Ninja. He was the best dog.
Yeah? Could he sneak up on you?
Yes, he figured out how to do a lot of things.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. That's an appropriate name then, huh? Yeah. So you had a dog named Ninja, and Ninja's gone on to other things, right? He's passed on?
No.
No, he's somewhere else.
I was allergic to him. Because
that's a bummer.
He was a bulldog mixed with a Shar Pei.
Oh, wow.
And I think...
That's not what I think about when I think of stealth, bulldog and Shar Pei.
But I think I was allergic to the Shar Pei part of him.
Oh, so, and you couldn't just send half of him somewhere else.
No.
Oh, that's a bummer. So you'll have to talk to your mom the word hypoallergenic dog, okay? Hypoallergenic. If you keep that in mind, maybe mom can come up with one. So, all right, last question, most important question of all. Justin, we'll start with you. Toilet paper over or under?
Over.
Why?
Well, in an emergency... If you have the toilet paper over, it's easier to grab.
Ah, so it spins better.
Yeah.
So just for sheer aerodynamic ability. Now, are you the one that changes the paper at home, or are you the one that leaves one strip on and says, oh, I left paper on it and didn't change it? You're a one stripper, aren't you?
Yep.
Oh. Jeez. Do you guys keep a catalog near the in the facility for when you do that to people?
Nope.
Nope. There's nothing worse. Your pants around your ankles and there's nothing there. That's terrible. Oh, geez. Okay, how about you, Wyatt? Over, under, or otherwise?
I'd say over because if it's like not on a bar.
Right.
And it's just sitting, if you pull it under, it'll fall.
Oh, that's true. That's true. If it's just sitting on the counter. So you're telling me that nobody in your house changes the roll?
No.
At your house, and they just sit it on the counter or on the tank?
No.
That's terrible.
We have a bar, but I'm just saying.
But it's always empty. That's what you're saying?
No. If we didn't have a bar,
yeah.
If it was under, it would fall.
Okay. All right. And then it's dunked, and then it's ruined.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Last one. How about you, Tate? Over, under, or otherwise?
I like it over. It's easier to.
All right, over and easier to grab. Well, that's going to wrap up three quick questions for this week. Tate, how about getting us out of this with a little bit of funny song number three?
All right, funny song number three, Junk Food Junkie.
Right here on DNP 102.3, it's Gimme That Shoe.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an Old Moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take my Mr. Natural. Oh yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends neighbors down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. And at daytime I'm Mr. Nasser, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
DNP 102.3 is supported by you and by Dover Philly Heating and Cooling. Specializing in Trane comfort systems, Dover Philly Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tuscarawas Valley since 1981 with commercial and residential installations and service. Dover Philly Heating and Cooling, located at 133 West 3rd Street in Dover. 330-343-5511.
DNP is supported by you and by Breadhead Bistro. Breadhead Bistro has supported local business and nonprofit organizations for 10 years. Specialties include local Black Angus burgers, a selection of craft beers, along with a variety of brewed coffees. Breadhead Bistro, 113 West 3rd Street in Dover, 330-602-2434, and on the web at breadheadbistro.com.
And we're back on Give Me That Shoe right here on DNP 102.3. I'm Steve Shoemaker. Before we meet our next set of guests, because we've rotated the room and I've brought in three lovely young ladies with me, I wanted to remind you that tomorrow I will be making a rare public appearance. And I usually don't plug these things, but I will be tomorrow at the First Baptist Church in New Philadelphia from 2 to 5:30. PM. And the reason I'll be there is because I am serving as the master of ceremonies for the Steed family adoption gathering. Folks, I know the Steed family are in the process of adopting someone from China, and the First Baptist Church is hosting an event to kind of help let them get their message out, help them out a little bit. And so if you want to come over and meet me, I'll be at the church from 2 to 3. That's First Baptist Church in New Philadelphia. And I'll be more than happy to say hi to you and introduce you to the Steed family personally, who, by the way, will be my guests next week on Give Me That Shoe. But right now, I've got great guests in the studio. The studio is now filled with the ladies from Reggersville Elementary. So let's take a minute and meet them, and we're going to start off with Miss Shelby Gerber. Good morning, Shelby. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, Shelby's got a big old smile on her face, and she's got what's called smiling eyes, and I love it. You know, because when she smiles, her eyes sparkle and the whole thing, and so that's pretty cool. I need you to lean in just a little bit to that microphone so we can hear you a little better. But Shelby, how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12, and you go to Reggersville Elementary. Who's your teacher?
Mr. Wallace.
Do you have any messages for Mr. Wallace this morning?
I didn't do it. It was the boys.
I didn't do it. It was the boys. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. Is he a pretty good guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You enjoy his class?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have him all day, or do you share him with somebody else? Does somebody else, does he teach like language arts and social studies or math and science, or what does he teach? Does he teach the whole kit and caboodle?
Yeah, he teaches all of us.
So you have him all day long?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right. Well, we need you. When you talk, can you be a little bit louder? Because we're having a hard time and Max has got your mic cranked up.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Shelby. Then we're going to go over and meet Miss Lily Specht. Good morning, Lily. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing great.
You're doing great, huh? So how old are you, Lily?
I am 12.
12. And you also have Mr. Wallace?
Yes, that's correct.
Did you want to give him a message or anything?
No.
No?
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself. That's right. So, and are you the oldest in your family? You have brothers and sisters?
No, I am actually the youngest.
So you're spoiled rotten, I see.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Do you have dad wrapped around your finger?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So he'll do whatever you say?
Yeah.
All right. What about mom?
She's a little hard strong.
She's a little headstrong?
Yeah.
So you guys don't ever have words, do you?
No, not really.
Not really. So she just has to accept that you're the youngest and you should be spoiled?
Yep.
Pretty much. Okay. So your older brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have one older brother.
And his name?
Henry.
Henry. Oh, I love that name, Henry. So, okay. So do you call him Henry or do you call him Hank?
We call him Crank, actually.
Crank? Is he crabby?
Yeah.
Henry is crabby. Does crabby Henry have a girlfriend?
No.
No. Do you think there's a reason why he doesn't have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why?
He doesn't trim his nails and gets dirt under them all the time.
Oh, so he has dirty fingernails. And is that's a big turnoff to girls, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. They want you to be a hard worker, but you better have your fingernails clean, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll have to. Did you take notes on that, Max? Always clean fingernails if you want to meet nice girls. Okay. So, well, that's good to know. So, so how old's Henry?
He is 14.
14. So, well, he's got a little time to clean himself up. He's going to, he'll start getting into that age where hair and things like that get important. And
yeah, he will actually be 15 May 16th.
Oh, so it's getting close to his birthday. Yes. So do you have a gift picked out for him yet?
No.
No. So maybe you should get him like a pedicure and a manicure.
Yeah.
So soak his feet and get his fingernails all cleaned out and done up. So your mom is now out in the studio. She's dying of embarrassment. What's your mom's name?
Karen.
Karen. So Karen, I just want to tell you that it's perfectly normal to have boys with dirty fingernails. It's a normal thing. However, it might be time to have the talk with him about cuticles. So, just so you know, because that's what the talk is all about, cuticles. Yeah, and pedicures and having smooth hands and feet. So, all right. So then we come to the middle chair. And in here we have the one and only, and I've been told that you are kind of legendary, the fabulous Morgan Gerber. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
How are you, young lady?
Good.
Good. Everything is going well for you this morning. How old are you?
10.
You're 10. And what grade are you in, Morgan?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. So who's your teacher?
Miss Yoder.
Miss Yoder. How old's Miss Yoder?
37.
37. Do you think that she would have any interest in a 62-year-old biker?
No.
No? Not at all, huh?
No.
No. Is she already married?
No.
Oh, she's not?
No.
So, but do you think the age thing would hold her up, or is it the fact that it's the up thing or the motorcycle?
The age.
You think it's the age, not the motorcycle?
No.
Do you think she would ride a motorcycle? A Harley?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. All right. So, all right. Just so we have that clear. Now, are you the oldest or the youngest or somewhere in the middle?
I am actually the middle child.
You're the misunderstood middle child. And the youngest is out in the studio waving at me right now. She's missing some teeth. So, that's your little sister?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Regan.
Regan. So, and then do you have an older sister or anything? Older brother?
Shelby, she's my older sister.
Oh, Shelby's your older sister. Now, which sister do you like better, Regan or Shelby?
They can both be mean a lot.
So you don't like either of them, is that what you're saying? Do you like the dog better?
We used to have a dog.
Did you like the dog better then?
Yes.
Much, much better? Who was friendlier when you came home, the dog or your sisters?
The dog.
The dog? Well, that's not surprising. So are you telling me that your sister Shelby's mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand. She looks like she's got those smiling eyes, but, you know, that might be deceptive. So, all right. Well, ladies, are you ready to play a game?
Yeah.
Well, this morning we are going to play Never Have I Ever. So, Max, if you would, please. All right. So here's our game show music. So all I'm going to do is read a statement, and you'll either say you have or you have not. Now, remember, if you know that somebody on the panel is not telling the truth, you are allowed to correct them. So let's start with this one. Never have I ever laughed so hard that I peed my pants. All right. Never have I ever laughed so hard that I've wet myself. All right. And let's start over here. And we'll start with Lily. Lily, have you ever laughed so hard that you've wet?
Yes, I have.
How old were you?
I think it was just last year.
Just last year? Was it a joke? Was it something that happened? What is it that... Or do you just... Are you just weak-bladdered?
No. It was kind of really funny. It was at school.
Oh, really?
And it was actually with, like, the fourth grade teacher.
Oh, really?
And her stool busted and she collapsed on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I hope the first thing you did was say... Are you okay? Is that what you did?
No, no one did that.
I did.
Oh!
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You immediately rushed over Shelby and said, are you okay?
No, I just asked her if she was okay.
All right. But you just laughed.
Yeah.
You just laughed, Lily?
Yes.
So, because it's funny watching teachers fall on the floor.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Do you know what I do other than radio?
Teach.
I'm a teacher. That's right. I don't find that funny at all. Fat guys falling on the floor, however, that's different, and, you know, that's okay. And then it's pretty funny, as long as you're not the fat guy falling. So, all right. How about you, Morgan? Have you ever laughed so hard you've wet yourself?
Yes.
When? Do you remember?
No, but I just know I've done
it. You know you've done it, huh? All right, how about you, Shelby?
Yes, I have.
You have? When did you do that?
Well, I had friends over one night, and then, like, one of them face-planted in our basement, and...
Face-planted in the basement? You girls are mean-spirited. It wasn't Lily, was it?
No.
No? Who was it that face-planted?
It was Marley.
Marley face-plants. All right, and you didn't say... So you had sympathy for the teacher, but not for Marley?
No.
Oh, okay. I see how you are. Some friend. Jeez. All right. Never have I ever broken something at home and blamed my sibling. Never have I ever broken something at home and blamed my sibling. Shelby, have you ever done that? You ever broken something at home, and what was it? And did you blame your sibling?
I think I broke a picture frame, and I blamed it on Morgan.
Morgan, did you get in trouble for it?
I can't say I remember that.
You can't say that you remembered that?
No.
Does she blame you a lot for things?
Yes.
Does she? What does she blame you for?
Like,
what?
Says, like, I do something, but I actually don't, just to get me in trouble.
Just to get you, so she's one of those that just makes stuff up? To get you in trouble?
Yes.
That's terrible. What kind of mean older sister is that? So, Lily, you'd never break something at home and blame your sibling, would you?
Yes, I would.
You would? What is it? What's happened here?
Well, I was kind of messing with the clothes basket with my feet, and I busted it.
You busted the clothes basket?
Like, I cracked it on
what, do you
like,
have
the
monkey
very
feet?
Top.
What's going on here?
No.
You peel bananas with that thing and
no.
Climb trees and stuff?
No.
No?
Anyway, so my brother was sitting on it a day earlier, and I blamed it on him, and he got in so much trouble.
For breaking the clothes basket?
Yeah.
Was it those fine Amish-made clothes baskets out there?
No, it was a lime green one.
A lime green clothes basket, and your brother, the one with the it's probably his ratty fingernails, that he probably just scraped it and it just tore a slice out of it like Wolverine.
Yeah, don't forget his toenails, too.
No, that's true. He's got nasty toenails as well.
Just long.
I take it he doesn't go barefoot, or he doesn't care?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Okay. All right. Morgan, you ever broken something and blamed your sister? Which sister did you blame? Or you've never done that? You wouldn't do that to somebody, would you, Morgan?
I don't think I have.
Oh, you're the nice sister. What do you? Why are you over here shaking your head? What's going on, Shelby?
Well, she's not the nice sister.
What do you mean she's not the nice sister? Well, she looks like a perfectly charming young lady to me.
None of us are nice.
None of you are. None. The other one's out there shaking her head. No. You guys are all mean?
Well, yeah, like Regan, like whenever we like tackle her, she'll like dig her chin in our arms and our legs.
Yeah. Have a razor sharp chin?
Yeah.
You ought to introduce her to Lily's brother. He has razor sharp fingernails.
I think the age difference is.
The age difference is significant. That's true. That's true. That'd be a little much. So you're saying you're saying that the Gerber girls are mean.
Well, we're just not nuts.
We're not mean. We're just not nice. Do you feel bad for your father?
No. Because we play wrestle. And
play wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
So your dad has fun with you. Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't feel bad? Your dad lives in a whole house full of women, and you don't feel bad for him?
No.
No. So... Are you saying it's his own fault?
Maybe.
So it's Dad's own fault. Do you guys all have him wrapped around your fingers, though?
No.
Regan is the one.
Regan's the one that has Daddy wrapped around her finger?
Yes.
Oh, is she a little spoiled?
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought maybe I could get you two to argue, but apparently you're going to all turn on Regan here. I see how it is.
Well, I mean...
The only one without a microphone.
Yeah. She'd be in here yelling at us right now.
Oh, well, you know. So, all right. Last question. Never have I ever eaten food that fell on the cafeteria floor. Have you ever done that? Let's start with Morgan. Morgan, you ever dropped something on the cafeteria floor, picked it up, said 5-second rule, and ate it?
No.
No? Why not?
I would do it at home, but not at school.
Not at school? No. No, I know that school is clean. Mr. Williams would make sure the place was clean. You know he has to stay after work and help clean up, don't you?
No.
That's part of his job. He sleeps there at night, too.
No.
Except on the days he's out at Baltic, and then he sleeps in Baltic. Yeah, his wife and daughter... come out and they all stay at this. You didn't know this?
No.
Oh, no. That's true. That's true. All right. What about you, Lily? You drop a perfectly good Snickers bar on the ground in the cafeteria. You going to eat it?
No. I don't like Snickers anyway.
Oh, okay. Fine. You drop a Hershey bar.
No. I've never eaten it. I've done stuff like that at home, but never.
Never at school?
No.
All right. How about you, Shelby?
No, I have not.
Nope. Not happening, huh?
Nope.
All right. Well, right now, we're going to go ahead and head into our number two on the Funny Five Countdown. And Lily, I do believe it's your turn.
Funny number two, Eat It by Weird Al.
Right here on DNP 102.3, it's Give Me That Shoe.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it, just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food to send some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it. I don't care if you're full, just eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have
burgers, have some more spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. You can't send it back. Just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it.
Weird Al right here on DNP 102.3. Eat it right here on Give Me That Shoe. And boy, you know, we've had so much to say this morning. We're running a little behind on the show, so we're going to jump right into this. One thing people don't know about me. What's one thing that people don't know about you? Lily, what's something that people would be surprised about Lily?
I actually play accordion.
You play accordion, really?
Yes.
So you love Weird Al then?
Yes.
Because he is a great accordion player. Okay, do you have a monkey?
No.
No, because if you have an accordion and a monkey, you could make some money. Yeah. You could, the monkey could dance and carry a cup, and you could go out and make some serious money during the Strawberry Festival. That'd be great. So now the next thing you need to do is start working over Mama and Papa Spect about getting you a monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So an accordion player. That's awesome. Morgan, how about you? What's something people would be surprised?
I love hockey.
You're hockey. You love hockey. Oh, I love hockey, too. Do you play hockey?
No, my mom won't let me.
Your mom won't let you, but there's women's hockey in the Olympics.
I know.
Oh, do you like to go to the hockey game?
Yeah.
So, okay, who's your favorite hockey team?
Columbus Blue Jackets.
All right. Well, you know what? After the show, I'm going to introduce you to Robert, who is the guy on right after me, and he loves the Columbus Blue Jackets. He and his son Jeff go to the Blue Jackets all the time. I think they might have season tickets.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So Robert's a pretty cool guy. So, all right, Shelby, how about you?
I watch YouTube in the tub.
You watch YouTube in the tub?
Mm-hmm.
What do you watch on YouTube in the tub? Is the tub got water in it?
Yeah.
So do you have a TV in your bathroom or a computer in your bathroom, or do you have a tablet?
Well, I have an iPod, and I set it on our toilet, and
you set it on the toilet?
Yeah.
And then you sit and lounge and watch YouTube in the tub?
Yes.
So what's your favorite YouTuber? Who's your favorite YouTuber?
Liza Koshy.
Liza Koshy, and what's she do?
She, like, makes funny videos, like, going to, like...
Like, sitting watching YouTube in the tub?
No, like, she goes to, Target and all these different stores and makes funny videos about the stuff that they have in the stores.
I see. Okay, now here's another question. Have you ever dropped the iPod in the tub?
No.
So far, so good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bubble bath? Do you have one of those fancy jet tubs?
No.
Do you just make one of your sisters sit in there and splash the water so it feels like you have one of those jet tubs?
No.
All right. Okay. Well, that's an interesting one. That is one thing people don't know about me. All right. You don't leave it. Do you have to clean the tub then? Do you have to be the one to scrub the tub out so you don't leave a ring?
No.
No. Oh, I see how it is. So does she get mad if she's in the tub watching YouTube and you walk in?
Yes.
Do you have more than one bathroom?
Yes.
Well, that's good, because otherwise it could be awkward, couldn't it? So, all right. All right. Well, we're up to our number one song this week, and I do believe Morgan and Shelby are going to introduce it. So, ladies, funny number one.
99 Dead Baboons
by Tim Cavanaugh.
Right here on DNP 102.3, it's Give Me That Shoe.
Have a lot of you heard the new song by Nana, 99 Red Balloons? I heard the German version of that song first, and I really liked it. But then I heard the English version, and I was really surprised to find that what she's singing in English and what she's singing in German are not even close. I ended up buying the record, and I listened very closely to the German version, and I've come up with a new English translation that I think is really much more accurate, much closer. I have to admit, there are a couple of lines in this new English version that I'm not real sure about, but I think it's a much more accurate version. Now, this is the new version, 99 Red Balloons. Hello, Bobby, my old friend. It's good to see you once again. How's your mother? How's your aunt? How's your father's skin diving suit? One of the lines I'm not real sure about. Well, something like this. I've got something you should see. Back at my place, come with me. I've got some brand new furnishings. Plus 99 dead baboons. 99 dead baboons sitting in my living room. Not too functional, it seems, but quite a conversation piece. This one's Jake, that one's Dinah. There's Big Ned in my recliner. No, it's not a lazy boy. Can't you see it's a dead baboon? Dead baboons, everybody! Dead baboons. Dead baboons. Dead baboons. How they got here, I'm not sure. Woke up one day, there they were. Luckily, I've got a lease allowing pets if they're deceased. I'm just thankful they're not apes, 'cause apes would clash with the drapes. No more napkins at my parties. Wipe your hands on a dead baboon. Dead baboons, everybody. Dead baboons. Dead baboons. Dead baboons. Dead baboons are lots of fun. Playing water balloons, I've always won. You can keep your dead giraffes and swine. I'll take dead baboons every time. There's just one problem I have found. It's finding Purina dead baboon chow. But what a happy snorkeling device. The other line I'm not real sure about, but something like that. With 99 dead baboons, everybody, dead baboons, everybody, dead baboons, dead baboons, dead baboons.
Tim Cavanaugh, 99 dead baboons, right here on DNP 102.3. It's Gimme That Shoe. It's time for shout-outs, and we're going to bleed over into the 70s show. Aren't we excited? I am, because that's more airtime for me. All right, so here we go. Max, find the Kiss Army. Let's do this thing right. All right, it's time for shout-outs, and you get to shout-out, say hi to anybody you'd like. We're going to start with Shelby.
Hi, Uncle David.
Going to shout-out to Uncle David. All right, Regan, who are you going to shout out to this morning?
Grandma Pam and Grandma Roxy.
All right. Morgan, who you want to shout out to?
Uncle Cedric and Carrie Ann.
All right. Hey, Carrie Ann. What's your name? All right. How about you, Lily? Who you want to shout out to this morning?
I want to shout out to my mom, Karen, my dad, Austin, and my brother, Henry from S&S Farms.
All right. Henry from S&S Farms with the horrible fingernail. All right. How about you, Tate DeLate? Who you want to shout out to this morning?
I want to give a shout out to Damon Beachy, who I had over yesterday and is at my home right now.
Oh, all right. Wyatt, wander up here, my man. Who are you going to shout out to?
Sophie, Lincoln, and my dad.
All right.
Jeremy.
Justin, how about you? Who you want to shout out to today?
Boy Scout Troop 91.
All right. And finally, Mr. Williams. I know you need to shout out.
I want to thank the awesome parents who brought these awesome kids, the awesome staff at Reggersville, my wife, Tennille, who's amazing, my daughter, Grace, and most of all, Mr. Shoemaker. Thank you for allowing my two schools to come and be on your show.
It's always a pleasure to have your kids in. You've been listening to Gimme That Shoe right here on DNP 102.3 WDNP, Dover, New Philadelphia. Coming up next, it's the Saturday 70 Show with Robert. Stay tuned because he's giving away two pair of tickets to the Quaker Theater. You want to be listening so you can call in and win. I know Guardians of the Galaxy are opening this week, and I think he's got some tunes from the movie as well. We'll be back next week with Addie Steed and the Steedettes right here on Gimme That Shoe. Behave yourself or don't get caught. We'll see you next week.